Blog Talk Radio.
In the mix with DJ Simple. Music Vibe, the number one indie music radio station online. Liberating the independent artist from Monday through Thursday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Good evening to everyone who's listening to us here at Radio Land. This is DJ Simple, and welcome to the Indie Music Show. As you guys all know, that the Indie Music Show is all about the indie artist. And tonight, we have an amazing show for our listeners in Radio Land. We have 7-year-old Latina indie artist Addie C, who is here with us this evening, and she is going to be the one that we're going to interview. It's Addie C and Grandma, her manager, who's also who's also here with us, and they're going to actually provide us with all the information that we need to know. This seven-year-old indie artist, she is amazing, and I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about her before I play her song. And immediately after we play her song, which is entitled, it is a cover song, it is entitled Como la Flor, which is in Spanish, but in English it means as the flower. And this song was actually a song sung by Selena, who actually passed away, I believe, in 1995, but the song came out in 1996. Now, Adeline Cuevas, or Addie C, as she is known, is a 7-year-old Latina from Metro Atlanta, Georgia. Addie loves to sing, dance, and play piano. She competes in natural beauty pageants and has won many titles since age 4. Addie dreams of becoming a pop star one day. Addie loves Selena in her style and music. Addie has a big following at karaoke nights in the Canton and Woodstock, Georgia area. Addie loves Shopkins and collects Pokemon cards. Addie is an honor student, and she is in the first grade. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to play the song by Addie C, 7-year-old indie artist Addie C. And after this selection, when we come back, we're going to have the opportunity to interview this 7-year-old superstar on tonight's show.
Thank you.
como la flor, con tanto amor, me diste tú, si va el chico, me marchó y yo se perdí.
And that was Addy C with Como La Flor. And tonight we're going to get a chance to talk to Addy and her manager. Addy, how are you?
I'm good.
Oh, how are you? I'm good. I'm doing good. I love your song, the song Como La Flor. I really, really love your music.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So can you just say hi to everyone who's listening to you right now? Because there's a lot of people that's listening to you. Just say hi to people in Radio Land. Say hi.
Hi.
Awesome. Now, Addy, I'm going to ask you, the first question I'm going to ask you, okay, so that the people who's listening to you right now, of course, Como La Flor is awesome music. So the first question I want to ask you is, what are the five things that Addy loves to do?
Well, I love to sing and dance. Okay. And do, and I like to watch YouTube on my iPad.
Okay, awesome. Wow. So you also play the piano?
Yes.
Awesome. Now, how old were you when you started playing the piano?
5 years old.
Wow, that's amazing. So you were 5 years old and you started playing the piano. Okay, awesome. Thank you. All right, now the second question I want to ask you, Addy, so that our listeners can get to know a little bit is, what is your favorite song to sing during a karaoke performance?
Como La Flor.
Como La Flor. Okay, all right. So definitely is the song that we have been playing on the radio. For those of you who's just tuning in, we are interviewing 7-year-old Latina indie artist Addy C, Adeline Cuevas. Okay, she is here with us. This is the show that we've been waiting for. All right, so the next question that I'm going to ask you, okay, for our listeners, okay, who have never heard your music, it's like people that have never heard Addy C's music, can you explain your sound in 5 words?
Unique, different, Nice, fresh, and clean.
Wow, awesome. Oh my gosh, that is awesome. All right, you're doing a great job so far. Now, this is another question that I have for you. And then after this fourth question, we're going to go into a musical break, Addy, and then we're going to come back again. So after this question, we're going to say a song again, and then we're going to come back. Now, question number 4. If I was to turn your iPod right now, what 5 artists or song would I see on your recently played list?
Selena Gomez, Taylor Swift, Megan Trainor, and Fifth Harmony, and Justin Bieber and Selena Quintanilla.
Awesome. So you like Justin Bieber too?
Yes.
Okay, can you tell me of a favorite song that you like by Justin Bieber?
My favorite is Boyfriend.
Awesome. Oh, great. Okay. So your favorite song is Boyfriend. Okay, good job. All right. So we're going to take a little break, okay, Addie? We're going to play our music, and we're going to come back. Those of you who are listening, you're tuning in, we're getting to know 7-year-old Latina indie artist Addie C. from Metro Atlanta, Georgia. She did a cover song entitled Como La Flor, and that was a song by Selena. So we're going to take a musical break, and when we come back, we're going to continue asking Addie C, this superstar. She is already a superstar because she started singing and dancing and doing all this at the age of 4, started playing the piano at the age of 5, and she knows exactly what she wants to be, and that is amazing. When we come back, we're going to continue our interview with 7-year-old Addie C.
I'm only one call away. I'll be there to save the day. Superman got nothing on me. I'm only one call away. Call me, baby, if you need a friend. I just want to give you love. Come on, come on, come on. Reaching out. Take a chance, no matter where you go. No, you're not alone. I'm only one call away. I'll be there to save the day. Superman got nothing.
Like Charlie say, again and again, that's always babe. Back when I was poor, I only had a heart to break. We were splitting meals, 2 straws and a chocolate shake. You had my back and that's true to facts. When you need your boy, pick up the phone and do
I'm
the math.
I'm only one call away.
I'm only one call away.
I'll be there to save the day.
Pick up the line, I got you.
Superman got nothing on me.
Another exclusive mix.
Pero, ah, ay, oh.
cómo duele perder de tu amor. Con tu adiós te llevas mi corazón. No sé si puedo volver a amar, porque te di todo el amor que pude dar. Como la flor, con tanto amor, me diste tú. Gallito, me marchó y yo te perdí. Pero, ay, cómo me duele. Como la flor, con tanto amor, me diste tú. Mi gallito me marchó y yo se perdí. Pero, ay, cómo me duele. Ay, cómo me duele. Ay, cómo me duele.
And ladies and gentlemen, that was Addie C with her cover song, Como La Flor, and we are getting to know this seven-year-old Latina indie artist from Atlanta, Georgia tonight. Addie, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, Addie. Yes, when I read your biography, it says that you are an honor student. What is your favorite subject in school right now in the first grade?
Art.
Okay, awesome, 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 awesome. Great. That's she is, ladies and gentlemen, the 7-year-old that you're listening to right now, not only does she know how to dance, she knows how to sing, she loves to play, she knows how to play the piano, but she is also an honor student, and she's in the first grade, and she already knows at the age of 7, ever since she was 4 years old, she already knew that she wanted to do all of this great stuff. So that is amazing. Now, the next question that we want to ask you, Addie, is if you could go open for any artist on tour right now to go around to sing in different places on tour, who would it be?
Selena Gomez.
Okay, Selena Gomez. Okay. Awesome, 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 awesome. All right, any other artists? Hello?
Meghan Trainor and J-Lo.
Meghan, all right. J-Lo, all right. Awesome, 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 awesome. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, you're listening that, you know, see, these are the artists that she would love to open up for. And you know, this interview, there's a lot of people listening to it, and who knows? These people that she just mentioned may hear it and invite her to open up. Who knows? All right, things happen. All right, the next question is, so what's your favorite thing to do when you aren't writing, producing, and playing the piano? What is your favorite thing to do?
I like to play with my Shopkins and go swimming in my pool.
Oh, that's awesome. That is amazing. That is amazing. All right. Now, the last question is, do you ever, I know that you perform in karaoke, you perform in front of people, you've been in dance pageants. Do you ever get nervous when you perform before a crowd, Addie?
Never.
Oh, wow. For real? Wow,
yeah.
That is awesome. Wow. So you just get in front of everybody and you don't feel no feeling of nervousness and you just sing and perform. That is amazing. Wow. That's awesome. All right. Addie, thank you. Now, Addie, is there anything to the people, there's a lot of people who's listening to you right now. Is there anything that you want to share with those who's listening to you? Anything that you want to say to those who's listening to you or who's listening to your song right now?
I want you guys to check out my YouTube channel.
Okay, tell us your YouTube channel. Can you tell them where the YouTube channel? How do they check out your YouTube channel? What do they type? What do they write in when they go to YouTube?
You see. I see.
Ladies and gentlemen. Okay.
Yeah, it's Addie C. Singing.
Addie C. Singing. Okay, this is her manager, Grandpa. Okay, Addie C. Singing. Okay, that's her YouTube channel. If you guys tap in, Addie C., if you go to YouTube and you type Addie C. Singing, that's her channel. Subscribe and follow her, okay? Awesome. So we're going to play another selection of songs. When we come back, we're going to have a little talk with her manager. He's also here with us, so we're going to continue this interview, but we're going to have her manager who's going to tell us more that we need to know about this 7-year-old superstar in the making who's getting ready to do a lot of great stuff in the next couple of months. So hold on to your seatbelts, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to play this one song, and then we're going to come back right afterward with 7-year-old indie artist Addie C.
You already know who it is. Silent talk. Go and do it for me.
Now watch me whip.
Kill it.
Now watch me nay-nay.
Okay.
Now watch me whip. Watch me nay-nay.
Why me do
now
it?
Now watch me whip.
Kill it.
Watch me nay-nay.
Okay.
Now watch me whip. Watch me nay-nay.
Can you do
now
it?
Now watch me. Ooh, watch me. Watch me. Ooh, watch me. Watch me.
This DJ is about to blow your mind.
And that's because my daughter is 7 years old. So when I heard, when her manager sent the song to us, and then I'm hearing a seven-year-old, you know, indie artist, and she's singing, you know, and she's really good at what she, you know, what she does. And I looked at my seven-year-old daughter. I said, you know what? If my daughter was interested in singing, I probably would interview her on my show. But my daughter is, like, she's my seven-year-old is interested in doing other things besides music. She likes to create things. I think she's going to be like a business owner just like her daddy. But that was just kind of like, I love the song. I love the song. I listened to everything. It was just well laid, you know, and I reached out to her manager, who is here with us tonight also on air. And he's going to talk to us a little bit. It's Grandpa, right?
That's right. How are you?
How are you? Welcome to the Indie Music Show. I want to say thank you for taking the time to make sure that Addie was here to actually do this interview with us. And I just want to give you this opportunity. First, I want to ask you a question. Like, you know, you your her manager, and when did this all start, like getting her to actually start singing in front of people? I know since the age of four, she knew, based on her biography, that she knew that this is something that she loves to do. But when did you, as the manager, kind of realize that we need to really take this serious to make sure that she walks into fulfilling her dreams?
As far as singing, she's always loved to sing, but we had went to a karaoke night, and she said, "I want to sing." I said, "Really? You want? Okay, go ahead." And she got up, she nailed the song, uh-huh. and everybody loved it. And then right then, because she's not afraid, she's had that outgoing personality. And that was over a year ago, and then after that, she wanted to make little YouTube videos, and she's been competing. And so it's been a little over a year, but she's always had that outgoing personality, and she's competed in these natural beauty pageants for about 3 years, and she's won several titles, and she's about to do a national beauty pageant that has talent, and she's going to sing in that.
Awesome, awesome. Now, can you tell our listening audience where this talent show is going to be held? Is it going to be televised? Like, what? Can you tell us a little bit about this upcoming event for her?
Yeah, it's going to be in Gainesville, Georgia. I don't believe this is televised. It's Gainesville, Georgia. It's a 2-day event. It's a national called the Southern Grace Nationals, and that is June 11th and 12th in Gainesville, Georgia. And the following week, she's going to be at the Gwinnett County Fairgrounds. That's June 18th, competing in the Lift Up Atlanta Talent Contest. So that's what's coming up in the near future. And within 6 months, we're going to have an original song out. It's in Spanish. It's kind of a fusion song. It's kind of a tropical Latin pop rock thing. We're working with a producer. She's learning the song, and we're going to put that thing out within the next 6 months.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So basically, within the next 6 months, she's and this is going to be a single that she's going to release, and this will be her music, ladies and gentlemen. And this is Grandpa. This is her manager who's telling us a little bit about what's going on right now in terms of upcoming shows, and also the single that is getting ready to be released within the next 6 months. Okay, so was Como La Flor, was that a song that she always knew that she wanted to sing for this cover song, which is a cover we're playing here at the Indie Music Show, or how did the selection for that particular music was chosen for her to sing for the cover song?
Yeah, she really likes that song. She loved that Selena movie, and she critiqued that perfectly, and she made a little, it's on her YouTube channel. She actually made one of those videos herself, by herself with her video camera, critiquing that dancing, singing, and then, you know, we recorded that, the MP3 version in the studio that you hear, and I think it's fantastic. She's got an awesome voice, a unique sounding voice.
Yes, yes. I tell you, I'm in the music industry. I manage artists myself. I have a record label. I'm around music all the time. And when I heard the song, and I said, wow, she actually, you know, people don't understand this. In music, you can give a person a track, and they can sing totally left side of the music. And it's almost as if like they're not really writing the beat and the melody. But the thing with this particular song, Como La Flor, which is the cover, she merged. She made that cover her own. And that's what I listened to, and I said, wow, she's really, really talented, and that's why we're doing this interview, and that's why we're going to do our best to push her on our side also, because I, like I said, I have a 7-year-old, so it's almost as if, like, I would be doing the same thing for my daughter if she was interested in doing music herself. Now, so you're her manager. Are you her are you related, or what's your relation to her?
I'm actually her grandfather. So that's my granddaughter.
Okay.
So I do everything I can for her. She's like, you know, she's my life. I do everything for my granddaughter, whatever she wants, you know, and I support her and help her every way I can. And, you know, and this original song she has, we're working with a famous producer. So, and he knows what he's doing. So it's going to work out well.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Now, I know that this is in Spanish, so if you can in Spanish, because I want to share this with those of you who's listening. With Blog Talk Radio, it's an online radio station. The Indie Music Show is an online radio station, and the exposure is huge. Okay. However, we here at the Indie Music Show, we also do advertisement outside of Blog Talk Radio. And let me tell those of you who's listening, when we did the advertisement for her, the show that we played her music, it literally went viral. I mean, just I've done advertisements for other shows, but her particular show, it went from 1,000 to 21,000 in one day. So definitely, the opportunity is there, the exposure is there, and once we're done with the live show, it remains as a podcast, so people will always hear this show, always listen to what's going on with this young lady. And I feel honored because I have a good sense that, you know, she's already a superstar, but I can see her grow more and more into her music and what she loves to do with the type of support that she actually is receiving from her grandfather, who loves her dearly, and who's also the manager. Now, Grandpa, can you please tell us how can people, those who are listening, follow her, where they can go to get information, to stay in contact with her. And if you want also, if you want to say this in Spanish, because we do market, like, outside of here, we do market for the show to reach those Latin-speaking countries. And I believe that's why it went viral, because when we targeted, we specifically targeted digitally for the show to reach everyone, but also those within the Latin community. So if you are able to share it both in English and in Spanish and speak to our listeners, you are most welcome to do so here at the Indie Music Show. So, yeah,
well,
go ahead.
I'll do it in English. English is my first language, and my Spanish is not that great.
Okay.
But it's okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to make a mistake, so it's better me just say it in English. But YouTube is where everything's going to be available first. Addie C, and if you search it, Addie C Singing, you'll find it. On Twitter, Addie C at Adeline, AdelynCuevas. Is her Twitter. She's also played nonstop in the rotation on the radio app Soundic, SoundDic, and also in the rotation on FNF.FM radio. That's also another internet radio app, both free and both online.
Awesome. So, ladies and gentlemen, these are the ways that you can actually keep in touch with Addie C., a born superstar. And when I was actually spinning her single, and I said, you know, when you can determine at the age of four, you're 4 years old, and you know exactly what you want to do in your life, and you're actually doing it, that is awesome. And I believe that she is going to continuously get as much support as she can, and with the right people, which, you know, her grandfather, Grandpa, who's here, and her family standing by her side, there is no way that she is not going to fulfill every single one of her dreams. And those of you who's listening, you just heard Grandpa gave you the information how to get in touch and to stay in touch with this 7-year-old superstar who's getting ready to release her single within the next 6 months, and a famous producer is working on the track. So definitely, you know that this is about to hit big time. It was an honor for the Indie Music Show to have Addie C and her manager Grandpa here on our show. And we're going to play one more piece of music, and we're going to come back, and we're going to pretty much just give the opportunity for Addie to say goodbye or hello to us one more time, and for Grandpa to share whatever he feels that he probably missed to tell us. But this is definitely important for those of you who are listening. Those of you who are listening, if you are a mother, you are a parent, you are a grandparent, this show is very important because these children at an early age, they come here and they have a sense of exactly what they want to do. And whoever you are that's listening right now, if you have a seven-year-old who has a talent and they have a passion, nurture it, support them, do like Grandpa is doing, and definitely the doors are going to be open for that child to grow to becoming who they want to be. So we're going to play one more song, and when we come back, we're going to basically give an opportunity for Addie to say a final goodbye to us to conclude the interview portion, and for Grandpa also to share some information with us, any information that he feels that he missed as it relates to Addie and her music.
It's all about choice here. Why are they loving you like this? They talk to me, I just didn't waste my time. If I make you the mother of my kids, yeah. You know I love you, girl. You know I did battle you, girl. They ask me why are they love you like this again. I say, you are my princess, and I will make you my princess, yeah. God, now my witness. That's why I just can't tell you see my love.
About to go down.
como la flor, con tanto amor, me dice tú, te va chito, me marcho y yo te perdí. Como duele perder tu amor, con adiós te llevas mi corazón. No sé si puedo volver a amar, porque te di todo el amor que pude dar. Como la flor, con tanto amor, me diste tú. Se perde, pero ay, cómo me duele. Ay, cómo me duele. Como la flor, con tanto amor. Me diste tú, mi bailito, me marchó y yo se perdí. Pero ay, cómo me duele, ay, cómo me duele, ay, cómo me duele.
For those of you who are just now tuning in, this is the Indie Music Show with me, your host, DJ Simple. And we have with us a 7-year-old indie artist, Addie C., Adeline Cuevas, and her manager, Grandpa. And they were here with us tonight, and they took the time to give us an exclusive interview. And Addie did a fantastic job answering all the questions that we ask her. And then now we are coming to an end in terms of concluding this show. And we want to actually conclude the show with Addie. And the reason why is because I've already promised her manager that we were going to make sure that every song that we played were appropriate songs so that Addie can have this interview so she can share it with her friends. She's 7 years old. So we have to make sure that we did everything according so that she can share it with her friends and people can listen to it over and over. So, Addie, I want to thank you. I want to thank you so much for being with us tonight on our show. Thank you. You did a fantastic job answering all of the questions, okay?
Thank
you. Yes. And I definitely wish you the best success in everything that you do. And keep singing, keep performing. And I know that you have two shows coming up. And my prayer is that you have fun in each show and you do your best. And definitely with your grandfather who loves you so much and supporting you. And with us here at the Indie Music Show, who also likes your song, we're going to make sure that we keep promoting you, pushing you, so that people can listen to your music, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Is there anything you're welcome. Is there anything you want to say to the people who's listening to you before you leave?
Thank you for listening.
Oh, you're welcome, you're welcome, you're welcome. And Grandpa, thank you so much for... You know, we were going back and forth in terms of the communication. I just want to say this, that you are really on top of things, and just keeping in communication with us so we can make tonight happen in terms of the interview. Is there anything that you would like to share with our listening audience to conclude tonight's show?
No, just thank you very much. I appreciate the format and the opportunity. And, you know, we'll definitely come back and talk to you again a little later, especially after we put this single out. Thank you so much.
Definitely. And those of you who's listening, that was Addie C., Alice Cuevas, and her manager, Grandpa. And we're going to play Addie's song one more time to conclude. We are going to conclude tonight's show with Como La Flor, which is the cover that Addie actually released. And there are so many things in the making for Addie right now. She has the right support. And we know that this will not be the last interview that we have with her. And we're looking forward to working with Grandpa and whoever else is working alongside to make sure that this 7-year-old, you know, her dream, that it comes to pass. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for those who are tuning in. Those of you who are listening, we're going to conclude. Like I said, we promised that with the format of tonight's show, it was going to be all about Addie. So even the music that we selected to play, we made sure that she could actually have this podcast. She can listen to it afterwards, and she can also share it with her friends and her age group, and it won't be a problem. All right? So Addie and Grandpa, thank you so much for being with us, and we're looking forward to continuously working with you guys. And anything that comes up, please send us an email. Keep us informed so we can keep the listening audience know what's going on in terms of her career, okay?
All right, thank you.
Bye.
All right. Bye, Addie. All right, bye. Have a good night.
You too.
All right, bye.
This DJ is about to blow your mind.
Como la flor, con tanto amor,
me
di.